Welcome to worship this morning. This is the first time we join in person together for communion. We will do so following the last hymn. Those who do not wish to participate in this are welcome to either stay or leave as they wish. If you are participating, when you come forward, please find a socially distant place in front of the first pew. If we need more room, please wrap around toward the piano and keyboard. And please follow the outline that's in the bulletin. We're making progress on church projects, but there remain more. One of the bathrooms is mostly painted, and the sign in front of the church is back up, though not quite done. Bob Perry is working on an additional board for it that will be a permanent sign telling the public who we are. There's going to be a search committee meeting under the pavilion on Thursday evening. And for birthdays and anniversaries, Delilah Alden, it will be 3 on the 6th, and Linda and I will be celebrating our anniversary on Saturday. And if my math is correct, it has been 28 years. Let's join together in the call to worship from Psalm 17. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come. Let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do, by the word of your lips I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me and hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied, beholding your likeness. Let's join together in the morning prayer. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised for much kindness to us. But our response is not what it ought to be. Let us pray. God, our Creator, your greatness and your goodness are truly wonderful. But we, O God, take your grace for granted. We treat life as an achievement more than a gift. We often fail to see your image in others around us. Forgive us, we pray, and grant us eyes to see your way and ears to hear your word, that your life may live in us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And hear this assurance. God hears when we confess our sins, pardoning us and open the future to new and abundant life.